detail thing, but how to get the assessors.
Good morning. The Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs and Space will now come to order. We're going to please show that Senator Gaynor is excused today. And Lois, please call the roll.
Chair Wright.
Here.
Vice Chair Cruz. Senator Broxson.
Here.
Senator Gaynor. Senator Harrell.
Here.
Senator Pizzo.
Here.
Senator Torres. Quorum present.
Thank you very much. Can we all please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
As usual, I'll ask you to please silence any electronic equipment you may have with you. Anyone wishing to speak to the committee, please complete the appearance form and give it to the administrative assistant. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into record. Yeah. How about that? All right. I think what we're going to do, Senator Hooper, is we'll jump to tab 3. Let's do that. SB 1820 is your bill, and you are recognized, sir, to present your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Mr. Chairman and senators and staff. Resolution 1820 does the following. It is a resolution that states the importance of the GOMEX, which is the Gulf of Mexico, range complex for our military installations for training. And it's interesting to point out that the GOMEX range that covers the eastern part of the Gulf of Mexico is bigger than all other military training ranges in the United States combined. Mm-hmm. So it's important for our air bases and our naval training centers to have a place because they do use live ammunition and weaponry occasionally. That would not go well with a derrick that is out drilling oil in the Gulf. And it's interesting that already leased in the Gulf, my latest information tells me that there are over 12 million acres outside of the GOMEX range that are currently leased to oil and gas exploration companies available for drilling. So the goal is to keep this reserved for our military-based training and to preserve that ability to make sure that America, all points of America, is secure at all times. That's the resolution, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator. Are there any questions on the bill? Are there any appearance forms on the bill? Yes, there are. David Micah, please.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members. I'm Dave Micah. I'm the director of the Florida Petroleum Council. We're a division of the American Petroleum Institute, our nation's oil and gas trade association. And regretfully, today I come to oppose the resolution of my good friend and chairman. Outer Continental Shelf is the area surrounding the United States that extends in our exclusive economic zone all the way around the country. About 94% of it is off limits to exploration production of oil and gas operations, and we think that needs expanding. The president thinks it needs expanding. And we have coexisted with the military since our operations have begun. They have supremacy with regards to decisions associated, including in this area. And the OCS is intended for multiple uses, as designed by the federal government in the Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act, which goes back to the 1950s, which is proposed to have an orderly process for the use of the Outer Continental Shelf. And every 5 years, a proposal is set forth to look at that. We've got to a place where much of this area is off limits now. I have sat in many meetings with the Department of Defense where their supremacy has been authorized, and we don't go there. But it's an issue that really should be used there as opposed to in the form of congressional moratoriums like we've seen, as opposed to an orderly process where you can look at the facts, you can sit in an area where an area is important to the Department of Defense. If you just scratch the surface just a little bit, you'll see that the Department of Defense, they're not asking for this resolution. They have documents that say, here are our challenges in working cooperatively in that area. And they include oil and gas operations, but they also include other kinds of operations like commercial and recreational fishing, like pipelines, like anything like wind farms that take place out there. This resolution just addresses my industry, and it's, you know, kind of unfair to us because we're trying to get Americans energy. But 17% of our nation's energy does come from the Gulf of Mexico. And we would hope that that the Florida legislature wouldn't send this resolution to Congress today. I appreciate your consideration. Thank you. I'll be glad to answer any questions.
I have a question, Mr. Chair.
You're recognized.
Thank you. Mr. Micah, thank you for being here today. I wondered if you could speak to this, because in some of the research I did on this bill, it said that to allow drilling east of the military mission line mm-hmm. would mean a loss of range areas and possible relocation of aircraft, and most importantly, bases to other unrestricted range areas, and we certainly don't want that to happen. So can you speak to that?
I'd be glad to. Leader, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir. You're recognized, sir.
The loss potential that is examined there exists today, you know, with a base realignment or some other type of thing. Nothing that we would do would automatically create a loss. If the Department of Defense feels like we can be in an area cooperatively, it would have no impact on those areas. When you look at this massive area of the test range, it does not just include that area that's identified in this resolution that goes south there in that eastern stuff. The military actually has test ranges that go west of there in several areas, and we operate very effectively in those areas in cooperation with them. So I hope that answers your question, but we would completely disagree that it would automatically impair and impede any additional range type activity.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Braxton, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And in reality, we have no control over this other than just sending messages to Congress. But don't you think, in lieu of what's happened with Hurricane Michael, with Tyndall, that Florida really does need to send a strong statement to our federal partners that we're committed to the military and we'd like to see not only that mission restored, but other missions that may want to come to Florida?
You're recognized, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, yes, indeed, we need to send a message to the Congress, and particularly in light of this, that we need to rebuild Tyndall, and that, yes, we appreciate those ranges. And speaking as a Floridian and with a child who serves is in Afghanistan as we speak, it is critical that our nation's national security be protected. It's also very important that, as an element of that protection, that we develop our resources associated with oil and gas. That is, you know, obviously the elephant in the room when it comes to energy, and that's irrespective of the need for advancing alternative and renewable energy. And it's very important that we send a message in a state that's the third largest consumer of my industry's products. And it's important that we send a message to the Department of to the Congress that the Department of Defense is the largest user of my industry's products of anybody in the world. We as Floridians need to reassess where we are associated with the production of energy, recognizing the treasures that we have in our environment, which this doesn't address, but recognizing the importance of our defense industry here in Florida, the growth of that defense, the protections that they afford us with regards to national security, but also associated with the positive energy development that is potentially available to us as Americans in the United States.
You're good.
Anything else?
Any other questions? Is there any debate? Senator Hooper, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senators, Mr. Mike and I have had several conversations. I knew he was going to be here again, but I still respect him very much, and his opinion is still very valid. Here's the real deal. The state of Florida, the fourth largest industry, is defense. It's more than 775,000 jobs, $80 billion in economic impact, and 65% of the regional economy of Northwest Florida. It's a big deal. This is your committee. I would urge your support for the resolution.
Thank you, Senator Hooper. Lois, will you please call the roll on SR 1820?
Senator Broxson?
Yes.
Senator Gaynor? Senator Harrell?
Yes.
Senator Pizzo?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Vice Chair Cruz?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. And by your vote, SR 1820 is reported favorably.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. All righty. How about if we turn to tab 1 on SB 748 on Florida Veterans Hall of Fame by Senator Harrell. Senator Harrell, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. And as you all know, we are committed to making Florida the most veteran-friendly state. And I think this committee has taken a real step forward in every piece of legislation we have passed. And back in 2011, we established the Florida Veterans Hall of Fame. In fact, I carried that bill. I passed that bill in 2011. And what it does is it recognizes and honors military veterans who've made a significant contribution to Florida following their service. And it's a very important recognition. We had five individuals recognized this last year. One of them happened to be from my district. In fact, my husband served on the Hall of Fame committee that selected various people for this. I believe this is a major endeavor to really honor those who've served us. So what this bill does, it simply eliminates the restriction on funding options and opens up the potential for different sources of funding for the Florida Department of Veterans Affairs in order to make sure that we continue with this endeavor.
Thank you, Senator Harrell. Are there any questions on the bill?
I have a question.
Senator, you're recognized, please.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Chair Harrell. I read that it removes the current prohibition on the use of state funds for the administration of the Florida Veterans Hall of Fame. Can you tell me why they had a prohibition on it in the first place?
Senator Harrell.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Yes, when we originally passed the bill, this was in the middle of the recession, and nobody wanted to put state funds into something of this nature at that time, and that was one of the restrictions that was required in order to move forward. The foundation that has been funding it does not really have the wherewithal to continue to do that, and the resources that they had are not significant. So we want to make sure that we keep this Hall of Fame going and that we could use, should we choose to use, state funds to do it. You could also go, you know, get other foundations and other options, whether it is a grant from other resources or whatever. This opens up the option for them to receive funding from other sources, including state sources.
Follow up, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Senator.
So there's no fiscal or there's no ask in the budget for any of the Hall of Fame funds?
Senator Harrell.
Thank you. No, at this point, I don't believe there is anything in the budget for it. They would have to come back once this is enabled, then come back and request funding.
One more follow-up, Mr. Chair.
Certainly.
I also read that the bill removes the current prohibition on the use of state funds for travel expenses of members of the Florida Veterans Hall of Fame Council. But I wasn't exactly sure what that meant. Can you explain that to me?
Senator Harold.
Thank you. Correct. What in the previous legislation had said that there would be no reimbursement for travel. This would open up individuals who are appointed to the commission, to the committee that selects the Veterans Hall of Fame members, would be able to get the regular state reimbursement for travel.
One more follow-up. How many people are appointed, and how often do they travel?
Senator Harold.
Thank you. I believe that there are 7 members, 4 of whom are members of the Congressionally Chartered Veterans Organizations, so 4 members of different organizations, and then the others are appointed by the governor, the president of the Senate, the speaker of the House, the attorney general, the chief financial officer, and the commissioner of agriculture.
Thank you very much.
Are there any other questions? Is there appearance forms? Yes. Jessica Hunter.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The department waves in support.
Thank you. Waves in support. Is there any debate on this bill? Yes, Senator Pizzo.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would just advise Ms. Hunter if she could update the website. It has the appointments from 2016 from the Blass administration, just so you know who the members are. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Little housekeeping. Yeah. Okay. Senator Harold, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman and members. I think this is a very important message we send to veterans, that we honor them for their service, not just in the military, but also what they do after the military, how they've really improved the lives of Floridians and continue to serve our country. This would allow them to receive the funding in order to be able to do that. I think this is a very important bill and would ask for your favorable support.
Thank you, Senator Harold. Lois, please call the roll on SB 748.
Senator Broxson?
Yes.
Senator Gaynor? Senator Harrell?
Yes.
Senator Pizzo?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Vice Chair Cruz?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes. And by your vote, SB 748 is reported favorably. Thank you very much. All right, members. Let's take up tab 2, SB 914, and educational dollars for duty program by Senator Pizzo. Senator Pizzo, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning, members. Senate Bill 914 is an amendment effectively to the existing statute 250.10, which allows for members in good standing of the Florida National Guard who are able to receive tuition assistance for most levels of education. This would allow those same members in good standing to enjoy tuition assistance for doctoral or professional programs. It is capped, however, for these additional programs at a 50% assistance cap on tuition assistance. That's the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator Pizzo. Are there any questions on the bill? No appearance forms? Seeing none. Is there any debate on this bill? Seeing none, Senator Pizzo, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I know this is the last meeting. I just want to thank you. This is the favorite committee for my mother to watch.
All right. Hi, Mom.
Yeah, she says she feels good when she watches this committee.
What a great lady.
Others, but I appreciate your support on this very good bill to allow our active and in good standing Florida National Guard to become lawyers and chiropractors and dentists. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Certainly. Thank you, Senator Pizzo. Lois, please call the roll on SB 914.
Senator Broxson?
Yes.
Senator Gaynor?
Yes.
Senator Harrell?
Yes.
Senator Pizzo?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Vice Chair Cruz?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, and by your vote, SB 914 is reported favorably. Okay, is there any other business that comes before our committee?
Any bills, correct? I didn't miss any bills?
No,
sir.
Okay.
You're right on time.
On time.
You did it. Well, I'd like to add my thanks, too, for all of you serving on this committee. It's been a pleasure and an honor and a real learning curve for me, and thank you all. It's just been great. So if there's not any other business, we'll say that Senator Cruz moves for adjournment. No objection. Seeing none, the motion is adopted. We are adjourned.